good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for Monday, June 6, 2011. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Weaver, if you'll rise with us.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, while many other countries around the world are in chaos and we face so much confusion and dissension here within our own country, please help us to gain perspective and give us your vision. We ask that you instill your spirit within our leaders and that your love is clear and abundant to all of the citizens of this great country. We ask that you bless us as we go about our daily lives, influencing others, sharing your love and kindness, and working to maintain America's status as the greatest country on earth. Please bless and protect our troops both here and abroad in safety and in conflict. Pass your blessings over each and every person so that they may know a better life today and tomorrow. We ask all of these things in God's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Please recite with me the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Trish, would you mind going and ask Miss Connie to call the people with the construction crew? They're not supposed to be out there working during court. All righty. We're going to take an item out of order on today's agenda, and we're going to begin with item F under County Commissioners, which is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Ann Winslow for her years of dedicated service as a Jefferson County nurse practitioner and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
No.
I'll second that.
It's been moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Ms. Winslow, would you like to come up to the podium? Oh, that podium. We want to be able to hear you and have it recorded. You want to introduce anybody that you have with you here today?
I have all of my children, with the exception of one, and all of their families, and good friends, lifetime friends. My brother Joe, and my love, Mark Sparks. People can talk about that. My grandchildren, and that's probably one of the reasons that I'm retiring, but I've made so many friends at the camp. It is over 9 years, of which I will always remember. I'm a huge supporter of the county. I'm a huge supporter of the five of you. And if y'all would get up and come down, I'll give you a hug since I can't go in there. But thank you also for the watch. That was such a shock today when I went to sign my paperwork. And I thought, I have a big old watch that, you know, I can always take pulses with, and now I've got a nice pretty one. If my family can stand up, can they do that?
You bet you can. Please do.
Now, I've done a good job with them. So I thank y'all so much. This really means a lot to me. And I already told Rachel and Charla, who y'all know I adore, they're just like my daughters, that I didn't want anything. I just wanted to slip out. But all of y'all have my cell number. So I talked to Dr. Zazukin yesterday, and he said, no problem. You just have him call you. So, you know, y'all know to call me anytime. I love you.
We love you too. We're going to, you are certainly going to be missed. And I'm especially going to miss you during when flu season comes around. This is a resolution of Commissioners Court passed in today's meeting. It says, whereas Ann Fisher Winslow, who's known throughout the courthouse as county nurse and as a caring friend and reassuring confidant who has served the employees and families of Jefferson County for 10 years, and whereas Ann Fisher Winslow's healing hands and winning wit have endeared her to county employees as she poked, probed, diagnosed, and prescribed in the endless task of keeping us well, whereas Ann Fisher Winslow has displayed a professionalism tempered with experience while treating everyone as her family, and whereas Ann Fisher Winslow will long be remembered, we all join in congratulating her on her retirement and wish her many years of health and happiness. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Ann Fisher Winslow for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wish you very well in your retirement.
Thank
you. So we want to congratulate you. And not only do you get a watch, but you are also going to get a flag that's been flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse and all the members of the court. All right. Now, what is the official retirement date? That is smart. All right, we're going to move to items under the purchasing agenda. And of course, everyone is welcome to stay for the remainder of the meeting, and you're also welcome to leave. Thank you, Judge Mahaffey, for being here, supporting everyone. All right, under purchasing, item A is to approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for the correctional facility law enforcement equipment and uniforms. Item B is to approve specifications and invitation for bid for term contract for sheriff department law enforcement equipment and uniforms. Item C and D will be tabled. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Galuski and Johnston for professional engineering design services for the replacement of the domestic hot water boiler and storage tank serving dorm P and Q at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility in the amount of $2,300. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file Motorola service annual agreement for the countywide 800 millihertz radio system in the amount of $417,481.76 for the period from May 1st, 2011 to April 30th, 2012. This is in accordance with the HGAC agreement RA01-08. And that's Houston, that's Harris. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to the invitation for bids for bridge replacement at 27th Street at the LNVA Canal with Tom Mack, Inc. To subtract the amount of $7,500 from the contract, this brings the total contract down to $291,177.25 for that project located in Precinct 2. And item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding with Local Government Solutions and Jefferson County Health and Welfare in accordance with DIR contract SDD 627. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on those items?
Judge, did I hear you say table D? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Item A, we can table because of the Keesh Byram drought index. We have to leave that burn ban order in place. Item B is considering possibly authorize a county judge to execute a mutual aid agreement with the city of Groves, and item C is to receive and file that mutual aid agreement. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute the maintenance renewal agreement for the automated victim notification services and service agreement renewal notice in the amount of $30,710 for the period September 1st, 2011 through August 31st, 2012. Item E is to receive and file the executed maintenance renewal agreement for that VIN service. And item F is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution. We've already done that one. So I'd like to take the addendums, items G and H, separately. So if I can get a motion on items B through E.
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion on those items B through E? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. And I think before we, why don't we hold those addendums until after we begin. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 to replace a truck and equipment in the amount of $43,197, which, and that's for a truck that was damaged in a wreck, and that account will be replenished once we've received the insurance proceeds from the errant driver who caused the wreck. Item B will be tabled. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for the purchase of a diesel pump in the amount of $2,000. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 3 for two televisions with DVD and video equipment in the amount of $6,000. Item E is to consider and approve business associate agreement with Milliman Inc. for compliance with HIPAA regulations as part of the GASB Governmental Accounting Standards Board 45 Valuation Services. Item F is to consider and approve budget amendment for risk management, additional cost in the amount of $400. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 353817 through 353947, and check number 353973 through 354061. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Moving on to juvenile probation, item A is to receive and file the proposed juvenile probation department budget for fiscal year 2012 in accordance with section 140.004 of the local government code. So I have a motion on that item.
Sir.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Okay, next we'll move on to items G and H on the addendum to Commissioner's Court addendum, which are G, to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to sign an order prohibiting fireworks in unincorporated areas of Jefferson County. Item H is to consider and possibly adopt a declaration of disaster and order prohibiting outdoor burning for Jefferson County. And my hopes in discussing this issue today, which relates primarily to a fireworks ban in Jefferson County, is that we can flesh this out and fully discuss it and then hopefully table it for today. We have until June 14th under the local government code to make a decision. So we've got until next Monday, and I'd like to put this back on the agenda just at the outside chance that we might get a lot of rain between now and then. There are two ways that a fireworks ban can be introduced by local governments at the county level. One is under section 352.051 of the local government code. That provision allows a commissioner's court by order entered by June 15th to ban what are called restricted fireworks, which are generally fireworks that are attached to sticks or have fins on them and fly up in the air. The fireworks selling season is, I believe, from Mr. Daugherty, is that June 25th to July 4th? 24th through July 4th. Through July 4th. The other way to ban fireworks is a complete ban on the use or sale of fireworks products under Chapter 418.108 of the Government Code, which is the chapter that the court traditionally invokes during hurricanes or other natural disasters. The difference is that 352 is a ban just on flying fireworks or aerial fireworks or restricted fireworks as they're defined in the code, versus the 418 code, which is a complete ban on the usage or sale of those products anywhere in the county. We are today sitting between 600 and 700 on the Keach Byram drought index, the counties immediately to our west, or not immediately to the west, but close to the west from us, Brazoria, Harris, and Montgomery County are in the 700s now. Harris County last year had a complete ban on the use of sales because they were drier than we were last year. This year, it's my understanding that they are saying that if on June 23rd, their Keach Byram burn index is 750 or higher, and they have the unfavorable winds, that they're probably going to have another ban on the usage and sale. I've spoken to the county judges in Tyler County and Hardin County, and we've had contact with emergency services director over in Orange County. It's my understanding from hearsay that Chambers County and Liberty County are going to do a 352 ban on just the restricted fireworks with fins or sticks. So I just want to open it up to discussion, see what the court's feelings are, and hear from any members of the community which to address the issue.
Judge, I want to compliment you for bringing it forward first. It's a mixed bag because we see what's going on around us. I would hope that we don't make a decision either way until we see exactly what the good Lord is going to do with the weather. I would, one, not pull the trigger too soon. So that's the only wisdom I would bring to the court. We don't pull the trigger too soon, and then we make prudent decisions for the citizens of the county. That's the way I'm tending to lean with a decision. And I think next week would be a good, and that's why I'm glad you said hold it until next week, would be a good time for us to kind of feel and see where we're going. But it's good to bring it up early so everyone know that we just didn't come to a conclusion without putting some prayer for thought in it and the whole county and the importance of the citizens of our county at hand.
Yeah, Judge, first I want to compliment you also for taking this stance. I mean, this initial stance and making sure that we protect the firefighters. You look at that fire that was on in Kuntz just yesterday. When you think about guys having to fight that and lives being put to the, when do the fireworks people buy their fireworks? I mean, have they purchased their order, ordered their fireworks? Sir, can you
answer? Mr. Daugherty.
Most already. Most
Can you go to the mic, sir?
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Joe Daughtry. I'm president of Texas Fireworks Association. Also have a firework location, Jake's Fireworks, here in Nederland. And most people answer your question. Most of the people obviously order a little earlier than this, be able to have them and be able to get the product stuff that they want. But a lot of them are holding back and waiting before they have it sent to them to see what happened. So it's kind of a mixed bag. Some of them have already gotten them, but some of them are kind of cautious.
Right.
I will say that the majority of the people, I believe, have cut back on what they normally order. Even in the event we do continue to sell, it won't, the public polices themselves. We've had this before, not maybe quite this bad, but we've had it before. When this happens, the public is very cautious about what they buy and cutting back in areas.
Right, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to ask. If they hadn't gotten all their orders in, I appreciate that responsibility that they've taken also. But we as a court, I really sit here, and when I watched that fire on the news last night, if you had to fight that fire, that was pretty bad. So I understand it, but it is bad. It's bad all the way up to Grimes County, I promise you. So all it takes is one firecracker, even if it's just not a propel type firework. So Judge, I agree with you and Commissioner Alford. We wait till the last hour, possible hour, and I have no problem supporting the ban either way. Thank you.
Yeah, I spent the last week, every day I get 10 or 12 or 15 emails from the State Operations Center that are tracking depressions or other things out in the Gulf of Mexico, and I've never found, this is the first time I've found myself wishing that one of those depressions would come up here and dump about 8 or 10 inches of rain. But and I haven't given up hope on that happening yet. Although Chapter 352 of the Local Government Code requires that this court make a decision on the restricted fireworks by June 15th, the court still has at its disposal Chapter 418 of the Government Code, which would allow us to, up to and including the time of sale of fireworks, to enter a disaster declaration that would, and an order that was appended to that declaration that banned the usage or sale, or just banned the usage, or I guess the options are as many as the circumstances has varied. So. So that's always an option as we approach next week and we have a little bit better idea as what the extended forecast is going to be. I know I had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Daughtry, both Mr. Daughtry and Mr. Cook prior to the meeting today, and understand what their position is that, you know, there are other substances that the county judge under 418 can ban, like alcohol and tobacco and things of that nature, and we don't ban those, and you don't feel that the sale of fireworks should be treated in any other way than other substances that are utilized by the public. And I appreciate your position. Also, as I told you, I have grave concerns about the weather as it currently exists and the potential for homes to go up in smoke. That would be an extremely sad situation.
Judge, just echo some comments that I'm hearing from the court. I too had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Daughtry and his son and Mr. Cook, and all of which come from my precinct, and I had several phone calls and got to visit with them and learn a little bit about this process and what they go through as a business owner. And I can appreciate the economic impact that this could possibly have, and But also on the other side of that, you know, we look at the safety of our citizens and the property of this county, and you know, that's something that we have to always take into consideration. With all that being said, you know, it appears to me that we don't want to jump on this too quick. We want to wait and see if the good Lord's going to give us some rain and some relief. And but it may be that Chapter 352 is the first button we push, and then we always have a fallback under 418. And that way we're not reacting too quickly. But I would also like to add that I'd like to see Mr. Fountain work closely with Mr. Daughtry and throughout this process, working through our emergency management office as we monitor this situation, so that we can get feedback from our emergency management coordinator in regards to this, because he is in contact with the fire chiefs, and he can then work with the fireworks representatives, and we can gather good input from this and go forward with a good solution. That's what I'd like to see is you know, not rush anything, but make good informed decisions and gather our data. But it appears, you know, right now that 352 may be the way to go first and then go to 418.
Yeah, and in the absence of some significant change in the weather patterns or in the drought index, you know, that would be the minimum that we would consider doing, would be the 352 aerial fireworks or restricted fireworks ban.
And I think industry supports that and thinks that you should. I think that's why it's there. That's the reason it's been there for years, to be able to use in a situation. The items that you can ban in them, in there being sticks and fins, there are items that have been commonly and for years used as being the ones that contribute to the majority of the fires when there are fires. Obviously, the fireworks there aren't as many when you look at them. They're, as far as considering other things, but the ones that are started tend to be coming from sticks and fins, and so the option of being able to prohibit them with 352, I believe, would be a good idea. I don't know that you need to do it today. I think next week, if you wanted to wait and look at that, would be fine. You can do it today or next week, either one. But I think that would be an option that I don't think is going to change.
I have one question, Mr. Daughtry. Just to clarify, you said that the fireworks season is June 24th to July the 4th. Does that mean that y'all are prohibited from selling any bottle rockets or fins between now and the 24th of June? Or is it if a stand opens up next week or this week, could they still sell those bottle rockets?
We by state laws, by statute, can only open in a window.
I wasn't clear on that, so that's what I was asking. Okay.
Now,
so enacting next week, if we were to do the 352, that would still be well ahead of the official opening of any sales.
That's correct. And the reason for that date is a date that has been set to answer Commissioner his question earlier. I'm trying to think of, as far as the reason that they have it set that date is to where they can not order them and hold off in ordering them for the future. That's why it's set at the 15th prior to the season.
Right, and as far as ordering the fireworks, let's say we wait 2 weeks, would that give the firework and help me out here?
Industry, yes.
Yeah, industry time to order and get the shipments in. How long does it take to get them?
I think we're way premature now. Okay. I think that a couple of weeks isn't going to hurt us at all, knowing the situation. Because again, it's not like we're out there trying. I don't believe I'm not, and I don't think anyone else, if they hadn't already got theirs, even if they've got their order in, I think they're willing to look at it and see what's going to happen, and therefore they'll be willing to cut back some anyway. So I don't think they're in a big hurry to get a whole lot of stuff in here, but I do think it's something that we need to look at as far as maybe sticks and fins a little later. That would take care of that, and then in the future we're just going to have to take that as it goes. But yes, sir, I believe we have to.
Judge, next week would be the good one. Like Commissioner Weaver said, would go to the three series and the local government code. But the third week is the 20th, which would be the 20th. And we can make a farther determination farther down the road. In light of what he said, when Commissioner Arnold asked, about the law saying you can't start until the 24th to sell, we still have 4 days before anything really would officially start.
Well, if we're gonna, that's if we do it under 418, we can wait till then. If we want to do it under 352 and just do restricted fireworks, mm-hmm. which is an aerial firework, we're going to have to do it by next Monday. Of course, we can. The only downside to a 418, and if you call it a downside, and I don't think it is that if I enter a Chapter 418 government code ban, I have to that ban only lasts for 60 hours unless I forward it immediately to the governor and he extends it. Then I've got 7 days after that to have the commissioner's court act on continuing the ban. So that I don't think is problematic. In the event conditions get worse, if we go above 700 on the Keyspirum index, and you know, we have strong prevailing southerly winds, we're going to be in a pickle of a situation, and so we'll just have to measure it as it goes and hope that in the interim we get some rain.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a few things that, as far as with sticks and fins, as I've acknowledged, I think sticks and fins are the biggest culprit. We've been in Austin for years and years and years, and we have done the bill pertaining to sticks and fins where used to. It also, we had bottle rockets. Bottle rockets were one of our biggest issues years ago. Probably one of the best items we ever sold, but it was one of the biggest issues and concerns with fires and misuse. The misuse of the firework is the problem, and even bottle rock. Not the fact that it's bad. If it's shot in its proper manner, it goes up in the air, breaks and pops, and it's out before it hits the ground. But because of the gross misuse, they were prohibited. They come back with a pop rocket after that, and the pop rocket did the same thing. Done and shot and misused in the same manner. So here, back in 07, we went and actually aggressively went after looking and saying, well, look, we've got the same issue here. We see where the problem is. We see that it's concerned. We will, as an industry, support that and prohibit it. We did that. And we added it to the prohibited fireworks, not only restricted but prohibited. It's no longer allowed even in the state. So we've done these things. These things are things and measures that we've done in the past to do this. If we were to do this and fix, or if you were to enact the sticks and fins, and turns out to where that's all we had to do, even at that point, we in the industry believes that the one thing to help and would help the most is educating the public. As far as the sale of fireworks, does not start a fire. Our business, we have to do a lot of testing. The fireworks go through one of the most rigorous tests of anything out there, as far as going through being tested, make sure that they go off at a certain height and that they go out before they hit the ground. And we do this to be able to protect any other fires or anything like that to happen with them. But if a firework, like anything else, is used and misused, then it goes off and it breaks down on the ground. It may go in a different direction than it's supposed to, and we may have a fire start. If someone goes out when it's dry like it is now, it's drier than normal. Because it's drier than normal, people may go out subconsciously and not be paying attention. People that do fireworks all the time, they may go out and use fireworks in a manner that they set them out in the same place they would normally do every year when it's the ground. We would like to suggest that not only with sticks and fins, that we go out and encourage educating the public, countywide and industry-wide. We would be willing to go out and have flyers made up, and we would work with your emergency management department, and we would turn around and come up with what they wanted and felt like needed to be in there to encourage the public to be able to encourage them. If you've never done it before, it's drier than normal. Go out if you've got a water hose and water the area down that you're going to shoot your fireworks in. They can put them on, don't put them in the grass or grass that may be higher than 2 or 3 inches. They can put them off to the side into an area to where you put them on something that's barren and doesn't have anything in chance of starting anything on fire. They can have you a water bucket or something with water out there that you're supposed to have, but maybe because the past you hadn't had any problems, you hadn't realized that it's necessary. It is necessary. Take more precautions to educate them and make them more aware of the situation. Let them know that we are in a situation that when a fire does start, it could get out of hand. So these are kind of things that we're willing to do to help, to be able to cause our customers, as they're buying them, to be able to make them aware of the fact that when they're doing them, be more careful, be more cautious.
Mr. Daughtry, I know that you're talking about fire prevention and general safety, and I certainly appreciate that. It's very important. Could I ask you possibly consider one more step, and that is debris removal? After they do, you know, shoot off the fireworks, one of our biggest problems in our particular precinct on the west side of Beaumont, just outside the city limits up and down Keith Road and Dishman Road, is where they normally shoot. And I know it's in other precincts as well. But they'll fire the bottle rockets off and the other bigger things, and they'll just leave the trash all on the side of the road for us to have to go and pick up. So if you're building this pamphlet from scratch, just remember that little bit about maybe, you know, hauling off your debris after you've finished your project.
I understand that fully. We will add that in there. Yes, sir.
And let me also mention that any under the local government code, any order that's entered in connection with fireworks during the July 4th holidays will specifically exempt pyrotechnic displays that are supervised by a local fire department. So any city that has a fire department is going to be free under the law to continue to have their displays should they so desire.
Judge, and I think these educational awareness ideas that we're talking about is just, you know, icing on the cake on top of 352. You know, that's something that, you know, generally we hadn't worked with before in doing these kinds of things. So if we could do that through our emergency management office, working with the business owners, I think it'd be a good thing. It'd just be something more that we could be doing. So.
Well, it'd be a good thing during any year, not just
throughout. Yeah, correct. And we have talked about maybe doing it and continuing and meeting each season and continuing it even after.
We just need to have something on that piece of paper if we did it, you know, some big red warning, you know, this really catches their attention. I mean.
Yes, sir.
And since we have the media here, most important, we need your support because that is the key. You can get the information out. I think he has offered something, but the media, more important than anything, because Greg can't do it from that standpoint. The media, we have to have your partners and for our community.
That is correct.
Is there any other member of the public that came here to speak on this issue? Robin?
I'm Gary Robbins. We have a fireworks stand also. That's the way we put our son through college for us. It's a 05-06 stand. I don't want to take up everybody's time and so forth, but Joe did make a special point, and I know, like, maybe not this year, but I think it was last year, year before, you had a fireworks band in. I mean, not a fireworks band, but a... Yeah, well, it was. We were popping some for a birthday party for a kid. We had a fire band, but nothing was sticks and stems. You know, it was just artillery shells going up. I think that's when I called you on it, but I wasn't aware that we had a band. But anyhow, the time frame, like Bo had brought up, we got 4 days before we open up, and you can wait to that last time to ban whatever you're going to ban, judge, counsel, whatever, it would be appreciative. There's a lot of people. We're just like a small fish. We don't really depend on it, but it helps. There are a lot of people that put in hundreds of thousands of dollars per season, and then host others put in millions of dollars. So, I mean, that's the impact it has. So, you know as well as I do, you bring money in, money trickles down. And it goes, just as a group of commissioners, I appreciate that. Think about that when you make your decision.
Any other member of the court? Well, then if we have the court's concurrence, we will table this issue until next Monday. Ms. George, if you'll put it back on the agenda for next week. Commissioners have anything relating to any other issue? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you for being here, ladies and gentlemen.